not available in all states.
The government set to shut down tomorrow night if there's no deal reached, so now the House is expected to vote on a bill to avoid that shutdown by imposing a short-term funding bill to keep the government running for another 4 weeks, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term bill. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp says they're hoping the Democrats will come around.
It's very clear that Speaker Nancy Pelosi is playing this game. Republicans and the president, they've come in with a fair deal of saying, look, you wanted a long-term reauthorization on the CHIP program. Let's work together to ensure that we can pass this short-term spending bill.
She speaks on Fox News. Democrats have said they won't vote for the bill if it doesn't include an answer to the DACA dilemma. And many conservative Republicans are also against the short-term deal. Down south, there's bone-chilling temperatures still this morning after a storm yesterday is blamed for at least 8 fatalities, many of them on interstates that had to be shut down. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump unveils his highly touted fake news awards late yesterday, not at a public event, but rather by posting it on the Republican National Committee's website. He slams CNN with 4 awards, the New York Times gets 2, and a variety of other media outlets, including Newsweek and the Washington Post, also picking up some of those fake news awards. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Jeff Flake was standing up yesterday for the free press, saying President Trump's attacks on the media are wrong.
When a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be the figure of suspicion.
The Arizona Republican blaming Trump for doing damage that he says will outlast his presidency. The White House later slamming the speech and Flake saying it was all just so Flake could grab some attention. And singer Dolly Parton has 2 Guinness World Records now as she holds the record for most hits on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart by a female artist and the record for most decades with a top 20 hit on the chart. She's the only artist to have top 20 hits in 6 consecutive decades. And an Indiana hospital says it paid hackers about $50,000 to unlock its computers after a recent cyber attack. Hancock Health's computers attacked by ransomware through an outside vendor's account last week. Experts say by paying bad guys, you only encourage them. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:05, it is 22 chilly degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is sunny, the high going up to 34. Friday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 39. And then Saturday and Sunday look to be the best days in quite a while. Saturday, sunny with a high of 49. Sunday with a high of 47. And then Monday, there is a chance of rain, snow, freezing rain, all kinds of clop.
What kind of
clop?
Clop.
Clop.
Clop?
G-L-O-P.
Clop?
Dying to hear why you're playing this song. Are you going to Zanzibar?
Maybe. Not telling anybody.
A deep cut from Billy Joel's 50 Seconds.
That's my. It was my favorite album.
Is it?
Billy Joel. Sorry, Libby.
Good morning. Welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the 100 and County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the 100 and County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of 100 and County. Is Billy Joel drowning me out?
Think so.
On today's show, probably, plans are proceeding for Maker's Day at the South County Branch Library and the North County Branch Library in March. We'll give you the details of this can't-miss family event. It's not too late to sign up for the Adult Winter Reading Club at HCL. Jennifer will present the details in a way where you won't be able to resist. Camping is her tradition in Jennifer's family. Actually, it was a tradition in everyone's family until they invented the house. Concerts and speakers for adults in January and February, programs for kids and teens, and much, much more. On today's library show.
How did you know I had kids and teen stuff today?
Do you?
I do.
Because we usually always have some kids and teen stuff.
Yeah, but I have a lot today.
Well, that's good news. Maybe we should kick it off with that?
Sure.
Are you whetting people's appetite?
Sure. We have a new program at the North County Branch Library called Reading Buddies. Reading Buddies is a six-week program that gives older students and beginning readers the opportunity to share the fun of reading. Little and big reading buddies are paired together and meet 45 minutes per week for a six-week session. Each session includes buddy reading, a snack, and a literacy-related activity, such as a game or a craft. Parents or guardians of the little buddy must stay in the library during the program. Little buddies are in grades 1 through 4, and big buddies are in grades 5 to 12. And the time for this is 3:45 to 4:30. And it meets on the 5th, 12th, and 26th of February, and the 5th, 12th, and 19th of March. So those are all Mondays. To register your child to be a little buddy, call 908-730-6834. And please remember, we're asking you to commit to all 6 weeks.
So that's a new thing for us. We've never done anything like this.
No, Tom's River, I know, has a very active program.
Is that where we pinched it from?
I'm not sure where we did, but I know Tom's River does. Something else that I have wanted to do at the library for a long time.
Is cut Billy Joel's Zanzibar short?
No.
Is that what you wanted to do?
That's not one of them. And I don't know why we're not doing this at headquarters as well, because this is a no-brainer. We're having a stuffed animal sleepover at the North County Branch Library beginning Friday, February 9th. Drop off your stuffed friend at the Youth Services Department before 4:30 on Friday, February 9th for some overnight fun. Then pick up your friend in the morning and stay for story time and a craft.
So let me understand here. Mm-hmm. So just the animals are sleeping over, not the children.
Correct.
And what can we divulge what the... Like the animals gonna like have little stories that things happened overnight that they saw or something.
What I've seen, registration for this begins January 26th, and if you can't pick up your friend on February 10th, let us know and we'll find a safe place for them until you can get them. Now,
are they doing something with the animals overnight?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've seen it done. I think Flemington Public had it one time, and I saw it at the New Providence Library. And there were all kinds of pictures of the different things the animals did during the night.
Yeah, I think that's clever.
Yeah, it's really terrific. And I think we should also have it at headquarters. Because that to me is an easy, fun program to put together.
I love the idea. They should do a little like PowerPoint presentation right before story time so all the kids can see what their animals
did. Well, that's a good idea.
Right, with all the pictures? Can that be put together that quickly?
I would think so.
And then all the kids could sit there and see what their animals did at night.
Yeah. I think it's really a terrific idea. I like it a lot.
It breeds the imagination, Jennifer, is what it does.
It does. And I'm not sure where this one came from either. But I've seen it at New Providence. And I saw they did a poster
My
of
old
the
stomping
pictures.
Grounds.
Yes. Yeah.
Till I was 3.
Well. Also at the North County Branch Library.
So I wasn't really stomping back then.
My I
old
bet you
crawling
were stomping,
grounds.
Yeah. On February 13th at 6:30, tweens, grades 1 to 5, the Mad Science will be presenting the Science of Magic workshop. The secrets of magic are explored in this fun classic. The children watch as a mad scientist changes water to grape juice and back again, just like Jesus, as well as several other captivating tricks. The class will get to experience Houdini's chain escape firsthand and make their very own magic trick to take home and amaze their family. I should say all these programs are free and open to the public, but registration is required. For the North County Branch program, you should call 730-6834.
I wonder how they do that. That is very Jesus-like.
Yes.
Is that... This is blasphemous. We can't have blasphemy like this in the library.
And then one more program at the...
I saw a wino the other day eating grapes. I told him that he had to wait.
Is that a joke? Wait for what?
Wait for the grapes to ferment.
The North County Branch also has a teen...
Oh my gosh, is that
a teen
joke?
Program for students in grades 6 and up. It's an anti-Valentine's Day party held on February 14th from 7 to 8 p.m. Come celebrate Valentine's Day at the library in a less traditional way with celebrity breakup trivia, Mad Libs, duct tape roses, rose crafting, heart origami, and snacks.
What is celebrity breakup trivia? I'm going to guess what it is. It's where they take a picture of a celebrity and jumble it and then put it together.
Oh, I was going to guess like they'd ask like who did Brad Pitt break up with.
That's not a kid's program.
It's a teen program.
About breaking up? Is this to assist kids in relationship advice?
It's like pop culture.
That's not what it is, Jennifer.
And then there's been one program announced at the headquarters library. March 8th, Bricks for Kids will be back. And that will be March 8th from 4 to 5, grades 1 to 4. And that's what I got so far. And check out our website, hclibrary.us. We have a page for kids and a page for teens. So check out as those programs are updated regularly.
So all year long
regularly.
We have children's programs such as these. So we'll always check back with our webpage, as Jennifer said. The Summer Reading Club is always the big one in the summer. But for right now, we have a commercial break.
I want to do one more thing before we go to the break real fast. Our new PC management print recovery is up and running at headquarters in North County Branch Library. And... We have scanning. You can save to a flash drive. You can email documents to yourself that need to be scanned. And pretty soon on our website, as soon as Amy Jo puts it up, we're going to have a link to mobile and wireless printing that you will be able to print from your wireless device in the library. Or if you're at home and you really want to print something, you can send it to the library and it will stay in a queue for 48 hours. You know, if you're up at night and you print out you need your boarding pass printed out. You can send it to the library and in the morning come and print it out.
And sounds like a very handy service.
It sure is. And our copies are 5 cents a page, cheap by any stretch of the imagination. Okay. And now, as Jim said before I interrupted him, we will go to our first commercial break and come back with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm staring menacingly at Jennifer Winberry. And it's the library show. And it's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. It's January 18th, 2018, but we'll go back to years ago, January 18th, and see what happened then. And I'll also give her names of people who were born or who have died on January 18th and see if Jennifer knows who they are just by hearing their name. She will get all of them today, all the people. Let's see how she does with the events, Jennifer.
That's very generous of you.
Okay, 1778, Jennifer. Who discovers the Hawaiian Islands, which she names the Sandwich Islands? Because never name things when you're hungry is always the tip.
Captain Cook.
James Cook is correct.
You didn't think I was going to know that, did you?
Why?
I don't know. You didn't think I was going to know that, did you?
Why wouldn't I think you would have known that?
I don't know, but I bet you didn't.
James Cook's a pretty famous guy. He discovered the Hawaiian Islands while being hungry. 1943, Jennifer.
Wow. Big jump.
It was the start of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. Can you describe that to me?
And it was in Poland.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. It was when the people who were living in Warsaw...
They uprose? Is that what you're going
to
say?
Yeah, well, they started to fight back from the Nazis.
They were trying to liquidate Warsaw, the Warsaw Ghetto, and they resisted, Jennifer.
Yes.
And what was the result?
Nothing very good.
No, they burned. I believe they burnt it. This is a dark chapter of history. Very dark chapter of history. 1967, Jennifer. I forgot to write the answer to what I want to ask you here. Who was convicted of numerous crimes on this date in 1967 and sentenced to life imprisonment? His real name was Albert DeSalvo. Albert DeSalvo convicted of numerous crimes and sentenced to life imprisonment. I have a follow-up question when we finally get to what this man's colorful nickname, not colorful, but nickname was. I'm a famous murderer. Looking for the Boston Strangler.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that.
No? Mm-mm. And my backup question was, how many people did the Boston Strangler kill before they caught him?
Nine.
And sentenced him to life imprisonment? 13. 1983, Jennifer. The International Olympic Committee restores Jim Thorpe's Olympic medals to his family. So this obviously is way after Jim Thorpe died. My question, of course, is why did they strip Jim Thorpe of his Olympic medals?
I don't know. I know his family wants his body moved.
Well, that ship has sailed. They named the town after him. That's why they buried him there. But, Jennifer,
I don't know. I don't know why.
No guess?
No.
Okay.
Because they probably were not testing for steroids back then.
That's nothing drug-related.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
He played professional baseball. And only amateur athletes who are allowed to participate. Yeah. Not any. That's no longer the rule.
Anymore, but back then, yes, you're right.
But back then, only amateur athletes were allowed to participate in the Olympic Games in 1993. Jennifer, what is officially observed for the first time in all 50 states?
Martin Luther King.
Very good, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which Jennifer, I think, should be called Civil Rights Day. Don't you? They should still be on Martin Luther King's birthday. Fine with that. But call it Civil Rights Day, because what about Medgar Evers and all those other people that fought for the civil rights, Jennifer? Rosa Parks. I think they all should be honored on this day. Okay. You've heard it here first on the Library Show from Hunter and Chamber Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. Day should be renamed Civil Rights Day. Just like Veterans Day used to be called what?
Armistice Day,
correct. Why not? And then they should probably have a Women's Rights Day, Jennifer. And it should be a federal holiday, so we all get another day off of work. But I think there should be a Women's Rights Day and have it on, who is the biggest suffragette that we've had? Susan B. Anthony or...
Carrie Nation.
Somebody like that. Well, Carrie Nation was more of alcohol, Jennifer. She was against prohibition, or she was against... people who drank.
True. That's not who
you
I
didn't
was
know
thinking.
That. I just didn't
like. No, I was
you.
Thinking about somebody else.
Gloria Steinem's birthday?
No,
I don't know.
Somebody else back. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but that's just another suggestion. None of my suggestions are ever listened to, by the way. Okay, people who were born on this date. In 1882, the world welcomed A.A. Milne.
He was the author of Winnie the Pooh, most notably.
Correct. Anything else on him? Was that his main thing? Just
that was his
all
main,
the Winnie the Pooh
That was
books?
His main thing. And I was really disappointed I didn't get to see Goodbye Christopher Robin in the theater. There was a movie about
oh, really?
His son. Yeah.
About A.A. Milne or about...
About, the father and the son.
And how he came up with the stories mm-hmm. or something? Oh, I would have liked to have seen that. Is it... in our collection for DVDs?
Not yet, because we stopped purchasing at the end of the year and we're waiting to start up again.
Gotcha. 1904, Cary Grant was born.
He was a movie star.
Was that how it
Yes,
imitate him. Okay, name a movie he was in.
Can't.
One of the most overrated movies of all time, in my opinion.
Can't.
What? The Philadelphia Story.
With Katharine Hepburn.
Correct. And Jimmy Stewart. Most overrated movie.
Why?
Remade into a musical called what, Jennifer? That featured My Parents' Wedding Song. So featured Bing Crosby as Cary Grant's role and Grace Kelly as Katharine Hepburn's role. Correct. And Frank Sinatra.
What was your
And Jimmy Stewart's role.
What was your parents' wedding song?
I'm going to draw a blank right now. True Love from
Aww.
High Society.
That's so cute.
I wasn't around, Jennifer. I had no say in it. 1911, Danny Kaye was born.
He was a musician. He was in... And a comedian.
Not a musician.
I don't know. He was in... he sang. He was in White Christmas.
He's a singer, correct. Musician is someone who plays an instrument, Jennifer.
Right.
White Christmas is correct, Jennifer. 1955, Kevin Costner was born.
He was in Dances with Wolves. He was an actor. He is an actor.
Very good. One other movie?
Field of Dreams.
Very good. One other?
You're pushing your luck.
And then finally died in 2016, Glenn Frey.
It was only 2 years ago, the Eagles. And Did he do You Belong to the Night? Was that a single he did?
You Belong to the City, I think.
Yeah.
Was that Miami Vice?
Yeah.
He had a semi-successful solo career after leaving the Eagles.
Yep.
But Glenn Frey died on this date 2 years ago. And that's what I got for Today in History, Jennifer.
How about that?
How about that? Well, what do you mean by that?
I got all the...
What, do you have any trivia for me?
No. I told you yesterday I had nothing.
Okay. Let's go back to some library information, Jennifer. I just printed this flyer yesterday. This is hot off the presses. It's the new Fred Miller Lectures in Song afternoon concert series. We're doing three in the winter, spring, March through May. And here are the topics. We'll kick it off March 14th at NCB and March 15th at HCL. He'll be singing about Oscar snubs, great movie songs that Oscar forgot to nominate from movies from 1940 to 1964. So great songs from movies that weren't even nominated for an Oscar. Anything come to mind? No?
I'm sure there's a lot of things that didn't.
And then he comes back in April, April 11th at the North County Branch Library and April 19th at the Hunterdon County Library for a program called Don't Fence Me In, Songs of the Cowboy and the Old West. I'm sure we're going to get Happy Trails.
Oklahoma.
Maybe Oklahoma. Very good. Or some other songs from that play as well.
Or some Gene Autry or...
And then finally wraps it all up in the spring, Wednesday, May 16th at NCB and Thursday, May 17th at ACL with a program titled Lovely to Look At, Fashion, Style, and Glamour, an American popular song. So all of Fred's concerts start at 2 p.m. We've been having Fred, this is, I believe is the 20th year Fred has been performing for us at the Hunterdon County Library. That's a longer run than Sinatra at the Sands, probably.
Awesome.
What a musician has had a 20-year run at some place. Fred Miller might have just set a musical record at the Hunterdon County Library. Billy Joel's trying to beat it at Madison Square Garden, but he's got a long way to go, Jennifer.
Speaking of, you saw Bruce Springsteen this weekend.
I sure did. Last Saturday, my wife and I went into the city and saw Bruce Springsteen on Broadway.
How was he?
It was very good. He's quite the storyteller. He's just very comfortable in his own skin, and just the way he tells stories is very engaging.
Was it truly a one-man show?
Yes. Well, his wife came out for two songs.
Oh, that's all right.
But the rest of it was just him on piano, guitar. So, like, he'd start talking about his childhood, and then he kind of sings part of a song, and then be strumming, like, in the background and continue the story. It was very good. Then he had, you know, stories about his childhood, about his mother, about his father, about the band, about this different things in his life, and you got a little peek at how he thinks, and you really like got to know him. It was good.
Good.
Very good. At the end he said, I hope I've been a good traveling companion for everyone, because how he likes to identify with his audience, and that was very nice. So it's good. Our seats were, we were right in the front row of the upper balcony.
I saw that. I saw your...
So we were, you know, close to the stage, but looking down.
I kind of like that one because there's nobody in front of you.
Right. We were right next to the lighting guy.
That's cool. Yeah. And then, like, but you still have a very good vantage point. I don't know. I like that.
That was good. Highly recommend if you can get tickets. I think he extended his run till June. The lighting guy said he's really enjoying doing this.
The lighting guy's enjoying doing it?
Bruce has really enjoyed doing it. So, yeah, we struck up a conversation with the lighting guy. He was showing us what filters he uses for his wife and one for him.
That's what my sister's major was in college. Was
lighting?
Stage lighting, yes.
That's a major in college?
Mm-hmm, apparently.
What did your parents do when your sister came up to them and said, I know what I want to major in college. It's stage lighting.
They were like, whatever.
You got good parents.
I do. It was even better when she said, I want to get a master's degree in poetry.
Well, that is better. Master's degree, because then she can teach. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's not many classes in stage lighting that you can teach.
Yeah. We have a movie tonight at the headquarters library. It's The Glass Castle, based on Jeanette Wall's best-selling memoir, A Young Girl Comes of Age in a Family of Nonconformist Nomads, with a mother who is an eccentric artist and an alcoholic father who would stir the children's imagination with hope as a distraction to their poverty. And that begins at 6 p.m. tonight at the Headquarters Library.
Have you noticed that most famous people, musicians in general, have had troubled childhoods, have had bad parents?
But frankly, I think this...
Mostly the father, by the way. Mostly, if you have a bad dad that... I think that's a recipe for success.
But frankly, I think this was her big thing, was this was her claim to fame, was this memoir. But now that you mention it, we had a lot. We knew a lot of priests who seemed to have no fathers. They all had mothers. But yeah. There weren't a lot of fathers in the picture.
I wasn't thinking priests.
No, but I'm just saying. It's a side comment.
And then we have one more movie in the most recent On the Big Screen movie series at the Hunterdon County Library, the largest movie theater in Hunterdon County, Jennifer. We'll wrap it up on February 1st at HC with The Big Sick. That's a Pakistan-born comedian and a grad student fall in love but struggle as their cultures clash, Jennifer. I think Kara saw this and she said it was very good. The Big Sick. I have no idea what it's about. Sometimes I like to go into movies not knowing anything about anything.
Okay.
That's what I told when Lori went to see Springsteen. She wanted to read reviews. And I go, don't, just let's go in cold. And so it's more of the mystery around it, the magic.
We do have a program this afternoon at headquarters.
We do?
At 2 p.m. We're going to have representatives from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to answer your questions about naturalization and citizenship.
That might be very popular now with all the DACA stuff going on in the government. We might have a huge crowd today.
It has increased quite frequently, quite a lot, because you could register through the YMCA or through the county library. But this will include the naturalization process, the new naturalization test, and the rights and responsibilities of a U.S. citizen. So anyone interested?
We should take the naturalization test.
And see how we do.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we pull that up over the next commercial break?
All right.
You think it's hard?
I don't know if it's online.
Why not?
I don't know.
Trump's competency test was online. Did you see that?
I did not.
Where his mental acuity test was online. It was 30 questions. I took it.
How'd you do?
It's ridiculously easy.
Did you take
it
publicly?
No.
Well, if we took it today, you'd be taking it publicly.
It's nothing. It's very easy.
Okay. Also, we had a program scheduled for this past Tuesday night, but the presenter asked it to postpone it due to the impending inclement weather, so that your prosperity picture.
Yeah, that was
picture,
a bad call, by the way.
I thought so. And she called it Monday, so, but it was her choice. And it's going to be with Tony Clark and Michelle Heidi of Patton Heidi and Associates Group, who are one of our sponsors. And they're going to talk about prosperity is about being successful, not just with money, but with life. This is an interactive workshop that focuses on both. So there's still plenty of room, and that's Tuesday the 23rd at 7 p.m.
Very good.
You want to talk about the North County Winter Concerts while I look for your naturalization test?
Sure. Well, let me first set, I mentioned the Winter Reading Club at the top of the show.
Okay.
Jennifer was going to sell it, but I'll try to sell it to you.
It's, sell it.
There's no better time to read, Jennifer. Just no better time. The 2018 Hunterdon County Library Adult Reading Club kicked off December 21st, but it goes to March 14th, so there is still plenty of time to join. Are you snowed under? Do you feel the chill? You're invited to warm up between the covers of a good book. Well, that's racy. And join us as we play snow bingo and read our way through the winter. It's very easy to sign up. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage to the Adult Winter Reading Club. It'll tell you what you do to need to enter. You can print out a bingo card and mark one of the squares every time you finish reading a book that fits one of the squares of that bingo card, like a book set in New York City. I don't know. Do we have the bingo card online, Jennifer?
We do.
Why don't we look at that bingo card and see if I've actually read any books that fit the bill on that bingo card. It's going to be very rare. I will not get bingo. Jennifer probably could fill the whole card.
But you stop shaking. You're like shaking the entire...
Jennifer could fill the whole card. I have restless leg syndrome.
You do not.
Why? You're saying that like I just told you I had cancer or something.
Okay. Every time you come, you'll print out a different card. Numbers.
All right. Let me finish this. See how many bingo cards you can get through before our end of the winter party, Jennifer. They have an end of the winter party for everyone who participates in the Adult Winter Reading Club, and it's on March 14th, 2018. Always a lot of fun. Food and fun and something else that begins with F. Friends?
Friends.
So this is the Adult Winter Reading Club at the 100 County Library. Snow. Better time to read. Doesn't sound like you're done yet. Should I continue? What are you doing over there?
All right. You want the 10 random questions, or we'll start with 10 random questions.
Right? 10 random questions from what?
The U.S. citizenship.
Okay, go ahead.
Under our Constitution...
If I fail this, they might just drop
me. Boot you out. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the state. What is one power of the states?
One power of the state?
Mm-hmm. What is one thing?
I don't know if I understand the question.
The
federal government doesn't have any power?
Mm-hmm.
Something the state can do. Their own budget.
Nope.
That's not correct?
Nope. It's not one of the things enumerated.
State doesn't come up with their own budget.
They do, but they get federal funding.
I know, but they also have a state budget, too.
Jim, it's not one of the five answers.
There's five answers?
Mm-hmm. Getting a driver's license.
Oh, something that basic?
Yeah. You're overthinking. Providing schooling and education, providing police protection, providing safety, fire department.
I was thinking too big picture, Jennifer.
That's right. Approving zoning and land use. I'll say you got it right. Name one branch or part of the government.
The legislative branch.
Correct.
The judicial.
Congress, legislative, president, executive, the courts, and
executive
judicial.
Executive branch.
Who signs bills to become laws?
President? Congress? Correct.
The president. What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C. Got that one.
What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment? There are five.
Freedom of speech.
Speech, religion, assembly, press, and petition the government.
Freedom of press, Jennifer. Did you hear that? You said it yourself.
What did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
It said it was going to free the slaves.
That's the most basic. Also freed slaves in the Confederacy and the Confederate States and the most southern states. Who is the president of the United States right now?
Donald J. Trump.
What movement tried to end racial discrimination?
Civil rights movement?
That is correct. What is an amendment?
It's a change to the Constitution.
Or an addition to the Constitution, correct. We elect a U.S. representative for how many years?
Two.
Correct. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
President of the United States.
That is correct. When is the last day you can send in federal income tax forms?
April 15th?
15th, that's a traditional day, but it's tricky because April 16th is a holiday in Washington, D.C., and a lot of times it's extended, but April 15th is the day. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States right now? I'll give you a hint. He has two first names. I mean, his last
name is Clarence Thomas?
A first name. No, that's a good choice. A good guess. John Roberts. What does the president's cabinet do?
Advises
the president. Name one.
Tries to get the president to stop tweeting things.
Name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
The Apache.
Yes, that is one of them. What did Martin Luther King
The Lakota.
What did Martin Luther King Jr. do?
He was a preacher. What did he do?
Yes. What is he noted? Why did we have a day off on Monday?
Because he was a civil rights leader.
He fought for civil rights, but he also worked for equality for all Americans. What movement tried to... We had that one last time. How many amendments does the Constitution currently have?
At least 13. 18. At least 18.
19th
Amendment, 20th Amendment. 19.
27.
27?
Yes. Who was the father of our country?
George Washington.
And what did Susan B. Anthony do?
She put her face on a coin. Susan B. Anthony was a women's suffragette.
Correct. She fought for women's rights and for civil rights. Do you have enough?
Sure. Did I pass?
Yeah, well, because I kept saying you got them right.
Okay, let's go into book bingo.
Okay, back to book bingo. A book you couldn't put down.
A book I couldn't put down? Oh.
Have you read?
I'm sure there's one.
A book that takes place in the winter.
That I've read. Okay, a book that takes place in the winter. The Chronicles of Narnia.
Very good. A book you listened to.
Paul McCartney's biography.
A book in a genre you don't normally read.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, if you read Chronicles of Narnia, that's kind of the same thing.
Wrinkle in Time's more... science fiction.
But can I just say, I do not like the new movie, the previews I've seen.
That doesn't look good.
That does not look
You've
like,
seen it?
No, I've seen the previews.
But then how do you know if you like it?
No, but it's not. That's not my Wrinkle in Time. That's not the way I pictured it. A book that made you laugh out loud.
A book that made us laugh out loud. In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash by Gene Shepherd.
A popular author's first book.
A popular author's first book. I don't know. Give me one.
A is for Alice.
Christine.
There you go. But was Christine his first or was Salem's Lot?
Look it up. You doubting me, Jennifer?
I am. A book that's been unread on your bookshelf for many years.
All of them?
Carrie, you are correct. A book with a number in the title.
A book with a number in the title, Fahrenheit 451.
Wow, that's impressive. What's the first line?
Book's burning, I don't know.
It was a pleasure to burn, you're close. A book that was made into a TV show or movie.
The Godfather.
A book whose color is your favorite color. Whose cover is your favorite color?
Whose cover?
Mm.
I don't know.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Really? A graphic novel.
A graphic novel, The Fifth Beatle. I highly recommend it, Jennifer. Do we have it in our collection?
I don't know. A book by
Can I request a movie, a book for our collection?
Yes.
It's called The Fifth Beatle.
Fill it out online. A book by multiple authors.
That means a no. People would love that. And I did read the graphic novel. Okay, go ahead, Jennifer.
A book by multiple authors.
A book by multiple authors? What's that mean? Like a ghostwriter?
No, not necessarily. Like two people wrote the same book. And you may or may not have known it was two books.
Oh.
There's a book out right now, The Last Mrs. Parrish. And it's one person's name, Liv Constantine, but it's by two sisters who wrote it. An old favorite you have reread.
An old favorite. Is it annoying that I'm repeating everything you're saying?
Yes, let's move along.
I usually don't read a book twice, probably.
A book with a great opening line.
Marley was dead.
A book you were ridiculously excited to read.
I'm going to say Bruce Springsteen's biography.
A warm and cozy book.
Don't know.
A book that taught you something new.
Probably all of them.
A book published more than 100 years ago.
Christmas Carol.
A book you can only use one book. By the way, you should only be using it once.
Okay.
A book by an author you hadn't read before. A book you read or should have read in high school. A book you finish in one day.
Kill Mockingbird.
A book set somewhere you've traveled.
Now, who can finish a book in one day besides, I don't
And a great mystery.
You.
Okay. So before you start getting on me, we're going to go to our last commercial break because I can't believe it, but it's 11:45 already.
And that Christine is Stephen King's first book?
No, no, Carrie was.
Oh, Carrie.
So we will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in very shortly to take care of business. And I meant to listen to Jim's show last week. He had...
I listened to a little bit. They had our one Shelver in there, right?
Yes. The Workplace Readiness Program from Hunterdon Central High School with Michelle Murphy.
And so explain Workplace Readiness to me. Workplace Readiness. I apologize.
It's a group of students who need a little bit of extra attention. And it's a program after high school, and it helps them develop skills to go out in the workforce and different businesses in the area.
And who is the young woman that assists in that? Is she a central student or teacher?
Michelle Murphy is a teacher.
And she's got the long, dark hair?
Michelle does, but there's also Lauren, who was one of the aides.
Okay, she's probably the aide.
Yeah.
So is she a student, too, or
no,
is she a...
she works there.
Okay.
She works there. And Jim Gano has had these kids volunteer, or young adults volunteer. We've had them through our program. We've hired people from this program.
Another great program.
It is.
Who funds it?
It's through Hunterdon Central High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Okay, let's catch up on some programs we got coming up in January and February at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library. We have two concerts coming up in February, Jennifer. Our next two concerts at the Hunterdon County Library. On February 7th, singer-entertainer Jack McDade comes with his Variety at the Library show that he does every year for us. He's joined by Rick and Melissa Charwin and cabaret singer AJ. So it's an evening of music and comedy. If you've never seen it before, if you like the old style variety shows, I would recommend seeing Jack McDade on Wednesday, February 7th at 7 p.m. All the programs I'm mentioning now are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar in the right, on the bottom right corner, and all of the flyers for all the upcoming programs will come up. Wednesday, February 28th at the Huntington County Library is the Late Night Kennel Club. This is a new one for us. They used to perform at the North County Branch Library. So it's a fun type band, the Late Night Kennel Club. Kind of an interesting name, Jennifer. Wednesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. And, of course, all these programs are free and open to the public. This Saturday, January 20th, at the North County Branch Library is violinist David Podels. It's part of the Winter Concert Series. Winter Concert Series continues at the North County Branch on Saturday, February 10th at 2 p.m. with Jamie and Nancy DeJesus, who is a husband and wife singing team that are very good. And then the Winter Concert Series finishes on Saturday, February 24th at 2 p.m. Unfortunately, winter doesn't finish, but the Winter Concert Series finishes on Saturday, February 24th at 2 p.m. with Stephen Fuller and Glenn Merritt, who I have no idea what they do. Jennifer, do you?
Nope.
What kind of singers they are?
Nope.
Musicians?
Nope.
Anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Just what's on the flyer. Or not. Oh, it says Blues, Broadway, Calypso, and Jazz.
Well, then that's what they do, Jennifer.
And
there's another one in March?
March 3rd, Nabodok.
Nabodok is an Irish band. I know that. They play all around the area for St. Patrick's Day. They're very popular. I know they play down in New Hope at, why am I forgetting the name of that Irish bar in New Hope that I've been to a million times?
Oh, on the Dubliner.
Oh, Dubliner, yes. Thank you. You may or may not be aware we have several ongoing programs at the North County Branch and the Huntington County Library. Every Monday at 10 a.m. on the lower level, if you're a knitter, you might want to check out the Knitting Club. Just stop by and meet people of like mind, Jennifer. At the North County Branch, there's a gardening club the last Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. where they meet. They have plant swaps and talk about all things flora. Fiber artists meet the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. So if you're a fiber artist, and what is a fiber artist, Jennifer? What do they do?
Anyone who works with yarn or...
Fiber.
But mostly yarn. I guess most yarn is...
The Sierra Club meets at the North County Branch every Wednesday. The first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. And then finally, there's a drop-in Scrabble group every Friday at 1 p.m. if you like to play Scrabble.
And we also have a new one.
I think I've challenged Jennifer to Scrabble before.
Did we? I thought we were going to play Boggle.
No, you always try to lure me into Boggle because you're so good at it.
I am.
And that's not going to happen.
You're not willing to... we have a new one. I guess it's going to be the third Tuesday of the month at North County Branch.
I don't know, Jennifer.
The Native Plant Society of New Jersey, the Hunterdon chapter. And their first meeting is going to be February 20th at 7 p.m. Native Plants and the Creatures That Love Them by Dr. Randy Eckel of Toadshade Wildflower Farm, who I believe sets up at the DeVore's Farmers Market at different times.
What's his name?
Randy Eckel from Toadshade Wildflower Farms, which is in Frenchtown.
I don't know. And are we still doing the seed catalog this year, Jennifer?
The seed exchange?
Yeah.
It's still listed on our website, and I did actually ask Dana for an update so we could put something on Facebook.
So explain to our audience what the seed exchange is. That sounds interesting.
It's seeds. A lot of seed companies will send you their leftover seeds from last year.
Mm-hmm.
They don't guarantee they're going to grow, but they send them to us for free. And we repackage them in little packages, and you come take them. And then you can, if you're a seed saver, you can bring the seeds. They should be non-GMO seeds. There's all different, like, you only save these seeds, you don't save these seeds. And you bring them back, and you tell us how you did, and you let us know.
We should take pictures of that.
It was. I've asked. I've requested them.
Cool.
Haven't gotten them yet. So, and our Facebook page is updated daily. So be sure to look for us on Facebook.
So like us on Facebook. Yeah. How many likes do we have?
How many followers do we have? I don't know. Can we see that from here?
Should. Yeah, so all the upcoming events are on our Facebook page as well. We're going to start tweeting things out too, Jennifer.
I sure hope so.
That'd be nice to get into Twitter. What's the other one? What's the other big one?
Instagram.
Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
I am.
Wow. Look at you. The person that refuses to have a TV in their house or cable is on Instagram.
I have to tell you, this is pretty funny. A man from EnvisionWare came, Robert.
You got like 30 seconds.
To help us set up. I'll talk fast. And, somebody said, oh, Jennifer's very excited about the mobile printing because she has no internet, nothing at home. And he looks at me. He's like, can I interview you for my book? And they said, well, she doesn't have cable TV. She doesn't have a cell phone except a...
Right. I bet a lot of people would like to talk to you.
And he's like, wow. Yeah.
A lot of people in white coats
yes.
want to talk to you.
It's a conscious decision to him.
No, I know. Well, you know what?
So far it works for me.
To say. You're happy? That's all that matters to me, Jennifer.
I'm not unhappy because I'm not hooked up all the time. But as Jim just said, it is 11:57, time for Jim Gannot to come in. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Pennsylvania not confirming a report that one of two law enforcement officers shot this morning in a residential section of Harrisburg has died of his wounds. But WHTM-TV says a deputy U.S. Marshal has died and a second officer who was also shot is recovering in a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The U.S. Attorney for Central Pennsylvania says he cannot confirm any such report at this hour. He does say that there is no further danger to the public as the suspect's not at large. Earlier, that man was described as having holed up in a home. House Republicans hoping to dodge a government shutdown that could happen tomorrow night by holding a vote on a short-term funding bill later today. The White House says...
We do support the short-term CR. However, that's not our first choice.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565, 800-860-6565, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Frigid temperatures starting to loosen their grip on the deep south, but yesterday, a wintry storm is blamed for at least 8 traffic deaths. Tomorrow, over 100,000 pro-life Americans are expected to take part in the 45th annual March for Life in Washington. President Trump will address the gathering from the Rose Garden via satellite. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America tells us Mr. Trump's speech will be historic.
The ability to have a pro-life presidency and to have a pro-life administration elevates our issue and helps us to make great strides.
I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Homeland Security expected to announce today that it's removing Haiti from the list of countries eligible for temporary work visas. NASA says a potentially hazardous asteroid, a big one, is going to make a close call with the Earth. NASA saying it will narrowly miss us on February 4th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse.